In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 316. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. For Thanksgiving, my family and I were originally planning on getting together for dinner, but due to the recent surge in coronavirus cases, we decided it would be best not to get together this year. It was a decision we made last minute, and although we were bummed out we couldn't see each other for Thanksgiving, it's better to be safe than sorry.
感謝祭は家族と一緒に食事をする予定でしたが、最近コロナウイルス感染者が急増しているため、今年は家族が集まる食事会を中止にしました。それは直前で決めたことで、感謝祭に家族が集まれないのは残念でしたが、用心するに越したことはありません。
On Monday, LA and other California counties implemented tighter COVID-19 restrictions after California's hospitalization reached an all-time high with more than 7,400 coronavirus positive patients over the weekend. Outdoor dining is banned for at least 3 weeks, and restaurants in LA can only offer takeout and delivery. California residents are urged not to gather with anyone outside of their household and are told to stay home as much as possible.
先週末、カリフォルニア州ではコロナウイルスによる入院者数が過去最多の7400人以上となったことから、ロサンゼルス及びその他のカリフォルニア州の地域では、月曜日により厳しい規制を実施しました。レストランの屋外営業は少なくとも3週間禁止となり、ロサンゼルスのレストランではテイクアウトとデリバリー営業のみとなりました。カリフォルニア州の住民は同居する家族以外と集まるのは控え、できる限り外出を控えるように言われています。
I ended up just dropping by my parents' house on Thanksgiving to drop off and pick up food. I was planning on making Japanese-style sandwiches, but since we called off the gathering, I decided to make croquettes instead. It was my first time making croquettes in my life, and I used ground turkey since it was Thanksgiving. I found an easy-to-follow recipe on Cookpad and made a batch of regular croquettes,and a batch of curry-flavored croquettes. I read online that croquettes can explode if they're not prepared properly, and that had me a little nervous. But luckily, none of my croquettes exploded, and they turned out pretty good.
私は結局、感謝祭は実家に立ち寄って、自分が作った料理を渡し、両親が作った料理をもらいました。もともとは日本風のサンドイッチを作る予定でしたが、食事会がキャンセルになったため、代わりにコロッケを作ることにしました。コロッケを作るのは人生で初めてで、感謝祭だったので七面鳥のひき肉を使いました。クックパッドで簡単なレシピを見つけて普通のコロッケとカレー味のコロッケを作りました。コロッケはきちんと作らないと揚げている時に破裂する可能性があるとネットで読んだので、少し緊張しました。しかし幸いなことに、コロッケは一つも破裂することなく、結構美味しく出来上がりました。
My wife made pumpkin cheesecake, which was delicious by the way, and we brought the pumpkin cheesecake and croquettes over to my parents' house. Afterward, we also drove to my sister's house and my wife's mom's house and exchanged Thanksgiving food. My wife and I brought home all the food we got from our family and enjoyed our Thanksgiving meal with our cats.It was certainly a very different Thanksgiving this year, but a very memorable one nonetheless. Thanks to the coronavirus, I learned how to make croquettes, and I should be thankful for that.
妻は美味しいパンキンチーズケーキを作ってくれたので、パンキンチーズケーキとコロッケを実家に持って行きました。その後、妹の家と妻の実家に立ち寄り、感謝祭料理を交換しました。私と妻はもらった食べ物を家に持ち帰り、我が家の猫たちと感謝祭を祝いました。今年は例年とは全く異なる感謝祭でしたが、これはこれで思い出に残る一日になりました。コロナのおかげでコロッケの作り方を覚えたので、それには感謝しないといけないですね。
All right, let's get into today's topic. Do you start your Christmas shopping early or do you wait until the last minute? In today's conversation, Mary and Chris talk about Christmas shopping. They share when they typically start Christmas shopping, who they buy gifts for, as well as who they don't buy gifts for. Let's listen to Chris and Mary and learn how they do Christmas shopping every year.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。皆さんはクリスマスショッピングを早めにスタートするタイプですか？それともギリギリまで待つタイプですか？今日の会話ではメアリーとクリスがクリスマスショッピングについて話し合います。二人は通常クリスマスショッピングにいつ取り掛かるのか、またプレゼントを買う相手と買わない相手についての会話をします。今日の会話を聞いて、メアリーとクリスが毎年どのようにクリスマスショッピングをするのかを考えましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's get started! Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one. What agreement did Chris reach with his sister regarding Christmas shopping?
クリスマスプレゼントの買い物に関して、クリスは自身の姉とどのような合意に至りましたか?
Number two. Who does Mary really enjoy buying gifts for?
メアリーは誰のためにプレゼントを買うことを楽しんでいますか?
Number three.How do the members of Mary's family keep track of the gifts they'll be buying their other family each year?
メアリーの家族は毎年どのようにして家族の他のメンバーに買うプレゼントを管理していますか?
Live conversation.
So it's not even Thanksgiving here yet. It's not even Halloween, but there's already Christmas trees out and opportunities for shopping. So how does Christmas shopping work for you?Have you gotten started already?
I have not gotten started. It's not that I'm, going to do it last minute, but something in between, maybe in the month of December. I don't really feel the urge to shop for Christmas in October and November, although you totally can, like you said. Sometime in December. It's not a very long list of people that I shop for.So, for example, my sister, who's 2 years older than me, and we're pretty similar, we kind of came to an agreement. We talked maybe like 5 years ago and said, hey, so I'm not going to get you exactly what you want unless you tell me exactly what you like. So What if we just come to an agreement where we don't get each other a gift and we just like wish each other a Merry Christmas? We're saving each other the time.Of shopping for the gift, that could be our gift to each other. Yeah, exactly. So not everyone would be on board with that, but it seems to work really well for us. And I certainly appreciate that gift of one less person to shop for.
My husband and I actually decided that not long after we got married 10 years ago, that we spend money on each other and ourselves all year. So let's save a little around Christmas. Because it's already stressful enough trying to figure stuff out for family.So, yeah, but now we have a baby and I do kind of go crazy getting stuff for her. I will admit.
As you do. You have to.
Last year was her first Christmas, so she didn't know what was going on much. But this year, I think I'm not going to go crazy, but I'm definitely going to buy stuff for her.
Yeah, totally.
But
have you started?
Probably. I have not started. I've started thinking about it. But my family is super practical.We all just keep an Amazon list that we update throughout the year of exactly what we want. And it's not exciting and there are no surprises, but you get exactly what you want.
Yeah, I love that. Practicality. Big fan of practicality.
Let's go over the answers.
今日の質問に答えていきましょう。
Number one. What agreement did Chris reach with his sister regarding Christmas shopping?
クリスマスプレゼントの買い物に関して、クリスは自身の姉とどのような合意に至りましたか?
Neither of them would buy Christmas gifts for each other, so their overall Christmas shopping would be less stressful each year.
どちらもお互いのためにクリスマスプレゼントを買わないことで、毎年お互いのクリスマスの買い物全体におけるストレスが軽減されるだろうという考えが一致しました。
Number 2.Who does Mary really enjoy buying gifts for?
メアリーは誰のためにプレゼントを買うことを楽しんでいますか?
She loves buying gifts for her baby daughter.
メアリーは彼女の幼い娘のためにプレゼントを買うのが大好きです。Number 3. How do the members of Mary's family keep track of the gifts they'll be buying their other family each year? メアリーの家族は毎年どのようにして家族の他のメンバーに買うプレゼントを管理していますか? They all use Amazon lists that are updated with what each family member wants for Christmas.家族全員が Amazon の欲しいものリストを使っており、それぞれがクリスマスの欲しいものリストを更新します。Summary 会話の要約 Mary and Chris discuss how they both approach Christmas shopping each year. Chris isn't a last-minute Christmas shopper, but he tends to wait until December to begin shopping. メアリーとクリスは毎年2人がどのようにクリスマスの買い物を行っているかについて話し合います。クリスはクリスマスの買い物を直前まで待つタイプではありませんが、12月になるまで買い物を待つことが多いようです。Chris and his sister reached an agreement with one another on Christmas shopping. Since neither of them know exactly what the other wants for Christmas, they have decided not to buy gifts for each other and spare themselves the extra worry of looking for each other's gifts.クリスと彼の姉はクリスマスの買い物についてお互いの意見が一致しました。二人とも相手がクリスマスに何を望んでいるか正確にはわからないため、お互いにプレゼントを買わないことにし、それぞれのプレゼントを探すという余計な心配をしないことにしました。Mary reached a similar agreement with her husband roughly 10 years ago. Still, she really enjoys buying gifts for her baby daughter. Last Christmas was her daughter's first, and while she doesn't think she'll buy as much for her baby this year as she did last, she still plans to buy a lot.メアリーは約10年前に夫と同じような合意に至りましたが、彼女は幼い娘のためにプレゼントを買うことをとても楽しんでいます。去年のクリスマスはメアリーの娘の初めてのクリスマスでした。今年は娘のためのプレゼントを去年ほどたくさん買おうとは思っていませんが、それでもメアリーはたくさんプレゼントを買う予定です。Mary and her family keep track of what they will buy each other through Amazon lists.Her family members update the list with what they want, so it's easy for everyone to do Christmas shopping when the time comes. メアリーと彼女の家族は Amazon の欲しいものリストを使ってお互いに何を買うかを管理しています。家族のメンバーはそれぞれ自分の欲しいものリストを更新するので、時期が来たらみんな簡単にクリスマスショッピングを終わらせることができます。Phrases of the day 今日のフレーズ Number 1Urge to 無性に何々したい Urge は名詞で衝動を意味することから突然チョコレートが食べたくなったり買い物がしたくなったりなど急に何かをしたい衝動に駆られるときは Have an urge to 何々と表現しますここでは Have を Get や Feel に置き換えて使っても OK ですまたより強調したい場合はHave a strong urge to 何々と言います。例文 Do you ever have an urge to eat donuts? ドーナツを無性に食べたくなることはありますか? I haven't smoked in over a year, but I still feel an urge to smoke every now and then. 1年以上タバコを吸っていませんが、未だに時々無性にタバコが吸いたくなります。I had a strong urge to go shopping and went on a shopping spree yesterday.無性に買い物がしたくなって昨日爆買いしてしまいました。Number 2 Come to an agreement 合意する Come to an agreement は合意をしたり話がまとまることを意味します。特にビジネスの場で耳にすることが多く意見が合致して交渉がまとまった時や取引が成立した時に使われます。日常会話では Come の代わりに Reach を使いReach an agreement と表現するのも一般的です。例文 Are you guys still negotiating or did you guys come to an agreement? まだ交渉中ですか?それとも合意に至りましたか? After weeks of going back and forth, we finally reached an agreement. 数週間の紆余曲折を経て、やっと合意に至りました。Unfortunately, we failed to come to an agreement.残念ながら合意に達しませんでした。Number 3 On board 賛成する board は本来船や飛行機、電車など乗り物に乗ることを意味する単語ですが、日常会話では賛成するや同意する、参加するを意味し、特に提案に賛成するときや何かに参加する意思表明をするときに使われます。またこの表現は会社やグループ、チームなどの一員になることも表し、新しく加わったメンバーに対してよく使われる Welcome on board は、ようこそ我が社へという意味になります。例文 We're planning on getting a cabin and splitting the cost. Are you on board?小屋を借りてみんなで割り勘にする予定だけど、それで大丈夫? Everyone's on board except for Kevin. ケビン以外はみんな賛成です。Welcome on board. Looking forward to working with you. ようこそ我が社へ。あなたと一緒に働くことを楽しみにしています。Number 4. Not long after. 何々から間もなく。Not long after.は何々から間もなくを意味する表現です。例えば私たちは結婚してから間もなくシンガポールへ引っ越しましたと言いたい場合は We moved to Singapore not long after we got married という具合に使います。Long after は何々してからかなり後にを意味しますが、この表現は一般的に否定形で使われる傾向があります。例文 He found a job not long after he got laid off.彼は解雇されてからすぐに仕事が見つかりました。Not long after that, she moved back home. その後間もなく彼女は帰国しました。A tsunami occurred not long after the earthquake. 地震後間もなくすると津波が発生しました。Number 5. Go crazy. やりすぎる。Go crazy は気が変になるや頭がおかしくなるを意味しますが、日常会話ではやりすぎるを意味し、必要以上に大量に何かを買ったり、料理をしたりすることを表すときなどに使います。例えばホームパーティーに招待してくれた友人が、招待客のために半端ない量の食事を作って待っていたときに、You went crazy! やりすぎだよということができます。例文I went crazy and bought 10 pairs of jeans. やりすぎてジーンズを10本も買っちゃいました。This is so much food. You went crazy. Why did you order so much? すごい量だね。注文しすぎだよ。なんでこんなに注文したの? He went crazy with the Christmas decorations. His office looks like Santa's house. 彼は尋常ではないくらいクリスマスの飾り付けをしました。彼のオフィスはまるでサンタの家みたいです。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。Repeat after me. Number 1. Urge to. Do you ever have an urge to eat donuts? I haven't smoked in over a year, but I still feel an urge to smoke every now and then.I had a strong urge to go shopping and went on a shopping spree yesterday. Number 2. Come to an agreement. Are you guys still negotiating or did you guys come to an agreement?After weeks of going back and forth, we finally reached an agreement. Unfortunately, we failed to come to an agreement. Number 3. On board. We're planning on getting a cabin and splitting the cost. Are you on board?Everyone's on board except for Kevin. Welcome on board. Looking forward to working with you. Number 4. Not long after. He found a job not long after he got laid off.
Not long after that, she moved back home. A tsunami occurred not long after the earthquake. Number 5. Go crazy. I went crazy and bought 10 pairs of jeans. This is so much food. You went crazy. Why did you order so much? He went crazy with the Christmas decorations. His office looks like Santa's house.
Are
you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
So it's not even Thanksgiving here yet. It's not even Halloween, but there's already Christmas trees out and opportunities for shopping. So how does Christmas shopping work for you? Have you gotten started already?
I have not gotten started. It's not that I'm, going to do it last minute, but something in between, maybe in the month of December. I don't really feel the urge to shop for Christmas in October and November, although you totally can, like you said. So sometime in December. It's not a very long list of people that I shop for. So for example, my sister, who's 2 years older than me, and we're pretty similar, we kind of came to an agreement. We talked maybe like 5 years ago and said, hey, so I'm not going to get you exactly what you want unless you tell me exactly what you like. So What if we just come to an agreement where we don't get each other a gift and we just like wish each other a Merry Christmas? We're saving each other the time of shopping for the gift. That could be our gift to each other. Yeah, exactly. So not everyone would be on board with that, but it seems to work really well for us. And I certainly appreciate that gift.
Yeah.
Of one less person to shop for.
My husband and I actually decided that not long after we got married 10 years ago, that we spend money on each other and ourselves all year. So Let's save a little around Christmas. Because it's already stressful enough trying to figure stuff out for family. So, but now we have a baby and I do kind of go crazy getting stuff for her. I will admit.
As you do. You have to. Yeah.
Last year was her first Christmas, so she didn't know what was going on much. But this year, I think I'm not going to go crazy, but I'm definitely going to buy stuff for her.
Yeah, totally.
But
have you started?
Probably. I have not started. I've started thinking about it. But my family is super practical. We all just keep an Amazon list that we update throughout the year of exactly what we want. And it's not exciting and there are no surprises, but you get exactly what you want.
Yeah, I love that. Practicality. Big fan of practicality.
Awesome job today. I'm usually the type of person who waits until the last minute to do my Christmas shopping, but this year I actually finished most of it already. Last week was Black Friday, and I took advantage of the sale and bought most of my gifts online. I spent about half a day going through Black Friday deals and was able to find some good gifts for my family and friends. お疲れ様です。私は大抵クリスマスショッピングをギリギリまで待つタイプですが、実は今年はもうほとんど終わりました。先週はブラックフライデーだったので、セールを利用してほとんどのプレゼントをネットで買いました。半日ぐらいかけてブラックフライデーのお買い得品をチェックしたので、家族や友達へのいいプレゼントを探すことができました。Ever since I was a kid, my family always had a tradition of celebrating Christmas big. That tradition has continued until this day, and every year we get each other at least 2 to 3 gifts each, which, as you can imagine, can be really stressful and expensive. We'll usually buy a couple of things from the wish list that we give each other and get one surprise gift. I only have a few more gifts to buy, but the problem is, it's the surprise gifts. It's always the surprise gifts that I struggle with right up to the end every year. 私の家族は私が子供の頃からクリスマスを盛大に祝ってきました。今でもその習慣は続いており、毎年クリスマスになるとお互いに最低でも2つから3つのプレゼントを買います。
想像できると思いますが、この時期になると本当にストレスがたまり、またお金もかかります。私の家族は通常、お互いに渡し合う欲しいものリストからプレゼントをいくつか買い、サプライズプレゼント一つ買います。私はクリスマスショッピングはほとんど終わったのですが、問題はサプライズプレゼントです。毎年サプライズプレゼントを何にするか、いつも最後の最後まで悩みます。Before you guys take off, don't forget to check out Podcast Plus. Podcast Plus is a new Hapa Eikaiwa podcast service, and it's a platform that will allow you to study this podcast more effectively and efficiently. The Podcast Plus includes the English and Japanese transcript of the entire episode, the English-only audio file, individual audio files, the full version of the live conversation, and much more. You can try it out for free for the first month, so make sure you take advantage of it. You can find more information about Podcast Plus on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog. 最後に、Podcast Plus を忘れずにチェックしてください。Podcast Plus は新しい Hapa Eikaiwa のサービスで、このポッドキャストをより効果的かつ効率的に学習できるプラットフォームです。Podcast Plus には、エピソード全体の英語と日本語のスクリプト、英語のみの音声ファイル、個別再生用の音声ファイル、そしてフルバージョンのライブカンバセーションなどが含まれています。初月は誰でもポッドキャストプラスを無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。ポッドキャストプラスの詳細については、ハパ英会話のブログをご覧ください。Are you guys on Instagram? ハパ英会話でインスタをやっています。現在ユーザーの皆さんには、ポッドキャストや YouTube、メルマガやブログなどを利用して英語を学習していただいてますが、今度はその学んだ英語をアウトプットできる場として、ハパ英会話のインスタを使ってみませんか?ハパ英会話のインスタでは、実践的なミニ英会話レッスンを配信していますので、勉強の合間や仕事の休憩時間など、ちょっとした隙間時間に英語のアウトプットの場としてぜひ活用してください。You can find today's show notes on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode. 今日のエピソードの詳細はハパ英会話のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog. ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。ハパ英会話は Facebook、Twitter、インスタ、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.